A White House visit today may be a moment of gratitude and also congratulations as Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf visits with President Obama. The Ebola outbreak is nearly under control, only one case reported in Liberia in the last week of monitoring, and the United States is wrapping up its Ebola fighting mission in West Africa. It's been a success of international aid groups as well as the empowerment of ordinary Liberians who fought this scourge as thousands were infected and more than 4,000 have died. Joining us is Garrett Ngolia, recently back from Liberia. He's Vice President of Emergency Response at AmeriCare, a disaster relief and global health organization. Garrett, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Should this be a moment of victory for both President Obama and the President of Liberia?
Well, I think calling it a victory would be a little premature, but there's certainly been a lot of great progress thanks to the work of both the presidents of both these countries. I mean, when I was in Liberia in September, the situation was really dire. There were reports that and projections that there could be, you know, a million people dying of Ebola by the time it was through, and that has not happened. And a lot of the credit goes to the government of Liberia and also to the government of the U.S., although, of course, there were, plenty of mistakes made along the way as well.
I've heard people describe this as a success of international cooperation in dealing with medical emergencies, but I've also heard this be described as a really almost miraculous success of people at the local level just taking matters into their own hands. What can you describe for us as the principal lesson here in looking at how communities deal with something like Ebola?
Well, I think that really was the key to turning the tide in this fight against Ebola was behavior change at the most local level. People really did, in Liberia particularly, change their behavior. If you go to Liberia now, you don't see people shaking hands and being physically affectionate on the street, which was a big part of the culture before. People are washing their hands, being very careful about taking precautions. You know, the burials, which have gotten a lot of attention. There are burial rituals which involve touching bodies, which contributed to the spread of the disease. They have really stopped in Liberia, and all those things definitely really were the key to slowing down the disease and hopefully, in the coming months, eradicating it from West Africa.
You know, there's a talk about, getting back to normalcy and what's it going to be like in the future. I'm wondering if there is no return to normal, that people don't necessarily want to go back to normal, but they do want stability. What would you say about that?
It'll be really interesting to see how behaviors change, because I don't think the way that people are behaving now is truly sustainable. You're not going to have a situation where nobody is hugging or shaking hands in the street. So I think those things will change. But I think that there's going to be a heightened awareness of the threat of this kind of disease. And I think critically, you know, the health system itself in these countries has got to improve. The state of the health system in Liberia and really throughout the three countries before Ebola was terrible. And it really was a contributing factor to how quickly the disease spread and how bad it got.
How frustrated are people in Liberia that they may have to deal with this brand of Liberia as Ebola land long after this crisis is over?
You know, I think right now they're really focused on eradicating the disease. I think they're thankful to the international community for coming to help. I haven't heard a lot of Liberians complaining about that. I think they're worried about getting to zero in the next few months.
And the difference between people in Monrovia and rural areas?
Well, it's interesting. In Monrovia, you know, where there were the majority of cases, there are signs everywhere and lots of attention placed on infection prevention and control. And you can't walk 10 feet without seeing a billboard or a sign warning of the dangers of the disease. And as you get into more rural areas, it becomes less frequent. So I think there's a little less attention, but you'd be surprised at how widely the message has been spread. And even in small villages, you'll see the public information and people talking about the dangers. But I do think it's even more apparent in Monrovia.
Garrett Ngolia is Vice President of Emergency Response at AmeriCare. Thanks so much, Garrett.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.